Social engineering is the art of manipulating people into giving up information or taking actions that compromise security. It's the oldest trick in the book. It predates computers entirely. Con artists have been exploiting trust, fear, and authority for centuries. The only thing that's changed is the delivery mechanism. Here's the critical thing to understand. Social engineering doesn't exploit stupidity. It exploits psychology. Specifically, it exploits the mental shortcuts your brain uses to process information quickly. These shortcuts are useful. They help you navigate a busy day without analyzing every decision from scratch. And they're exactly what attackers target. Psychologist Robert Cialdini identified 6 principles of influence that explain how humans are persuaded. Modern security research has added 2 more. Together, these 8 psychological triggers make up the attacker's toolkit. Naming them out loud is your most powerful defense. First, urgency. The attacker creates time pressure that forces you to act before you can think. Your account will be suspended in 24 hours. This wire transfer needs to go out before 5 p.m. today. Under time pressure, humans default to fast, instinctive decision-making. We skip the verification steps we'd normally take because the perceived cost of delay feels higher than the cost of acting. Urgency is the single most common trigger in phishing. When you feel rushed by a message, treat that feeling itself as a red flag. Second, authority. The attacker impersonates someone with power, the CEO, your bank, the IRS, IT security. Stanley Milgram's famous obedience experiments demonstrated that ordinary people will follow instructions from perceived authority figures, even when those instructions conflict with their own judgment. The more authority a message claims, the more skeptically you should treat it. Third, fear. Threats of negative consequences narrow your focus and suppress critical thinking. Legal action will be taken. Your device has been compromised. Fear activates fight or flight. You're not evaluating the email. You're reacting to the threat. Fourth, reciprocity. The attacker gives you something, then asks for something in return. The social obligation to reciprocate is deeply ingrained. Be skeptical of unsolicited gifts, especially digital ones. Free security scans, surprise attachments, unexpected tools are common bait. Fifth, social proof. The message implies that others have already complied, making the request seem normal. Everyone on the team has already updated their credentials. You can't verify what other people did from a claim in an email. When a message references others' behavior, get more skeptical, not less. Sixth, liking and trust. The attacker builds rapport or impersonates someone you trust. AI makes this dramatically easier because AI can mimic your manager's writing style perfectly from a few samples. Trust the request, not the apparent sender. Seventh, curiosity. A confidential file, a mystery link, a USB drive labeled Layoff Plans 2026 in the break room. Curiosity doesn't feel stressful. It feels interesting. That's what makes it sneaky. And eighth, greed, an unexpected bonus, a tax refund, a gift card. The prospect of gaining something valuable activates reward circuits in your brain and overrides skepticism. Legitimate bonuses come through known internal systems, not links in surprise emails. The most effective attacks layer multiple triggers. A single email might combine authority, urgency, social proof, reciprocity, and fear in one paragraph. Each individual trigger might not override your judgment. Together, they create pressure that makes compliance feel like the path of least resistance. Now the phishing family has grown. Email phishing, the original. Spear phishing, which is targeted and researched. Business email compromise, where an attacker impersonates an executive and requests wire transfers or payment changes. Becky attacks cost U.S. organizations over $2.7 billion in reported losses in 2024 alone. Smishing, phishing by text message. Vishing, phishing by phone call. And quishing, phishing via QR codes, where the destination is opaque until you scan. AI has changed the game in 3 ways. First, AI eliminated the old red flags. Perfect grammar, personalized details, authentic sounding tone. The advice to look for typos is obsolete. Second, AI made targeting cheap. An attacker can feed a model a list of employee names and LinkedIn profiles and generate hundreds of personalized spear phishing emails in minutes. And third, AI-enabled deepfake voice and video. Voice cloning works from as little as 3 seconds of sample audio. Conference talks, podcasts, webinars, earnings calls are all source material. In February 2024, a finance worker at the engineering firm Arup joined what appeared to be a video conference with the company's CFO and several senior leaders. Every face was real. Every voice matched. The employee transferred $25 million based on instructions given during the call. Every participant other than the victim was an AI-generated deepfake. Deepfake-related fraud losses in the United States reached $1.1 billion in 2025, triple the previous year. So what actually works for defense in 2026? Analyze the request, not the presentation. Modern phishing emails look perfect. Instead of asking, "Does this look legitimate?" ask, "Does the request make sense? Is someone asking you to bypass a normal process?" Keep a request confidential. Act urgently on something that would normally follow a different workflow. If yes, verify. Verify through a separate channel. If you get a suspicious email, don't reply to the email. Call the person on a number you already have. If you get a suspicious call, hang up and call back. This single habit defeats the vast majority of attacks. Hover before you click. Check the actual sender address, not just the display name. Watch for emotional manipulation and treat strong emotional reactions as signals to slow down. And when you spot something suspicious, report it immediately, even if you already fell for it. Speed matters more than perfection. The information you provide by reporting is more valuable than the mistake that preceded it. Every minute of delay gives the attacker more time. Your security team would rather hear about 100 false alarms than miss one real attack.